Thought it'd be a good time to check back in with the folks from the Quincy Symphony Orchestra here in 2021 now. So we welcome Brian Hickox, Yuichi Utagawa to give us a little update. Gentlemen, I'm going to switch over to our Hollywood Squares view here and just say hi.
Hello. Great to see you.
Good morning.
Nice to see you both. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and get a little update. Brian, check in with you. First of all, if you could, just tell us how things have been going so far for yourself and for the symphony.
Well, you know, since we last spoke, it's interesting to see that we've had a more long-term approach rather than that looking at the ticking of our watch, hoping that appearances, rehearsals could begin soon. So we've now taken more of a long-term approach here, of course, and with some good news on vaccine and potential widespread rollout of the vaccine, we're optimistic as we look towards that long-term vision.
Have you personally been keeping up with your practicing?
Well, it's interesting. We find more and more time at home these days rather than, in commuting and traveling, just to be socially distant and safe. And so, it gives many of us a greater opportunity to do just that.
Has there been any opportunity at all for even, small socially distanced ensembles within the orchestra?
It's interesting, you use the word ensemble, and that's what our group is, whether it's our entire orchestra or subsections of the orchestra. And that's one of the things that we're all missing, that ensemble, that togetherness. And to be only connected digitally, although that's a patch on the problem, it's really not the solution that many of us in our social environment are craving. And to that end, we've already talked about, some of the technology needs in order to perform digitally. Individually works, but the ensemble has proven to be a challenge.
Sure. How about for yourself, Yuichi? What have you been doing to keep yourself busy these days?
Well, I've tried to make the best of a not great situation, and I'm taking this as a kind of, my wife and I joke that it's a sabbatical, so I'm staying disciplined. I'm exercising every day like mad. I'm reading and studying. I've really been disciplined about practicing violin also, which as a conductor, you're always asking people to do the work in a sense, right? And it's been great for me to get to do the labor, the manual labor myself. And it's given me, I've always had an appreciation for the talent and the hard work musicians have to put in, but it's given, I think that's expanded. And I was joking with a friend of mine recently that, when I practice, I think about what I say to people in the orchestra. And fortunately, the things that I've been saying over the years seems to work. that's been gratifying, not to toot my own violin, but, the whole focus has been just to stay in shape, as it were, and to be ready to rock it out as soon as we're able to get back started again. And I think that's the only way for me to stay sane in a situation like this, because, I miss the music and the interaction with the musicians terribly. And I think that Brian put it really well. We crave it, and we miss it very much, that interaction. So taking use of the time and getting ready to go again whenever we can.
I was thinking about this earlier this morning, that really the performing arts is just about the only aspect of life that really has not been able to come back, even in a limited sense. We've seen, certainly there's been widespread impact across restaurant, hospitality, but even those in a limited sense are functioning. Professional sports, although very, very limited, is functioning. But, live music, live theater, is not at all.
It's very difficult, when you're thinking about an orchestra, you're adding the element of wind players and brass players, and there's a lot of uncertainty whether that's safe, and So to put people at risk just doesn't make any sense, right? So, but you know, lots of people are suffering in this situation, and but the arts, they always have, you know, had a difficult time throughout history. I think that's just the case.
The struggling artist, right? I mean,
yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, that's what you sign up for when you get into it. You know,
it is a labor of love. There's no doubt.
It is.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah,
and Yoichi brought up a fascinating point about having a different perspective, you know, being on the podium with the baton and leading the orchestra and then jumping in as a musician executing on the violin himself, you know, that gives a great perspective. And I think, you know, it's an amazing control that one has over oneself in performing, you know, practicing and executing and creating the artistry of the music. At the same time, it's a whole different level to be able to inspire others, to have success through others. And so it's interesting to hear Yoichi say those two different perspectives, and maybe some of us in the orchestra could learn a thing or two if we were to be placed upon the podium.
Oh, there you go. All right. Walk in someone else's shoes for a little while. Well, I think there is a unique skill to teaching somebody something. You know, teaching is not something that everybody can do. You may be an outstanding violin player, but to try and teach somebody to improve themselves is a whole different skill level, I think.
It's interesting. You know, I mean, for sure, there's a skill set, as a conductor or somebody, something, or like a manager or something. Definitely an understanding of human psychology, empathy, some kind of notion of what's necessary to help motivate people. That's a skill set, and I try to work on it all the time. And you have a point there. There can be great players who are not necessarily great leaders or conductors. I might say, and then the opposite sometimes can be true in the sense that, you know, not all conductors are great instrumentalists. But nonetheless, I think that, you know, any conductor certainly would benefit from knowing how to play at a decent level, and all that, and that the empathy that comes and understanding that you can gain from knowing how hard it is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's true. You know, I'm just trying to find silver linings in all this, and this seems.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think, you know, the best thing is always to try to, at least that's the way we try at Quincy Symphony, to try to take the positive route.
Yeah. Brian, have you been able to reach out to members of the orchestra virtually? Have you had like kind of regular updates with the group at all?
Yes, there's a group of leaders within the orchestra that check in from time to time, and you know, sometimes in some periods of time, almost daily. And we have conversations about what can and what can't be done. You know, we've already talked about what cannot be done, but just as recently as yesterday, we were talking about to being nimble, that we're prepared to hit the ground running, so to speak, and whether that's going to be for this fall, for this upcoming September, you know, once there's a widespread rollout over the summer of the vaccine and the confidence of not only the musicians, but the attending public, and of course, the facilities, the schools, do we continue to carry on some of the protocols? It sounds like that will continue to be the case to some degree. However, it may open up enough possibilities that, as per our discussions yesterday, let's be prepared. Let's be ready to hit the ground running. Let's re-engage with the community and one another. And so, yes, we're doing that. We're touching base. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's not every week and getting together and catching up with one another just in casual conversation. It's been more of a planning kind of connection that we've done most recently.
Yeah, well, I mean, possibly, you know, premiering 2021 season at Arts Fest outside, you know, at Adams Fields would be an appropriate way to kick off the season. It's kind of the way things ended.
It would be a great way to launch. We could even get Yuichi to wear his Star Wars outfits so he could launch us.
And you know, we have been in touch with the city about possibly a concert earlier in the summer as well. But all of that, you know, as Brian mentioned, we're just trying to be ready, you know, because it's hard to know exactly how things will be 5 months from now. I was just talking to somebody yesterday about how a year ago, right now, I didn't even know what Zoom was, right? And you know, I was always a huge fan of FaceTime. But now it's just everyone is using it, right? FaceTime, Skype, Google Video, Zoom, and
Oh yeah. I think a lot of this virtual communication will be post-pandemic for sure. A lot of aspects of our lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brian, how is the symphony orchestra holding up financially during this time?
Well, as you're aware, any nonprofit artist group depends upon the support of the community and the patrons. And we haven't had the opportunity to have the patrons come to our concerts where they've been so generous over the years. We, of course, don't charge any admission to our performances. At the same time, many of our guests have donated a little in the fish jar, the bowl, so to speak. And that's small amount from each person who cares about this entity moving forward has helped us over the years, and we're lacking that right now. You know, and again, the city and arts councils have been one source, but there's no doubt there's been a big bite taken out. And again, you know, not to be in a pleading mode, but QuincySymphonyOrchestra.org, there's a donate right on the front page. And we have, since we last spoke, received an outreach from so many people, even they themselves being in challenging economic circumstances, taking just a little and just making that little click and something that didn't hurt them, but in the aggregate has helped continue our ability to operate even in this limited capacity over this period of time.
Well, that's great to hear, because this, what season are you in now?
Right. We're in the season of fundraising.
No. What year is the symphony in? I'm still counting it as a new season, even though you haven't performed yet.
You know, so we should be in 2021.
It's got to be over 60 years, I'm sure.
I think we're in our 67th season.
Wow. Okay, that is something. So, Yuichi, have you thought about what the first show will sound like, maybe what the first song will be, even after actually the national anthem?
Well, I mean, we always start with the national anthem. Yeah. And so that'll be the first thing for sure. I don't know yet. I mean, I've been thinking about, you know, one thing that we, all of us music lovers in an orchestra missed an opportunity to celebrate is Beethoven's 250th. birthday, which was this past December. So I'm thinking, you know, we're gonna start off with some fireworks Beethoven work.
Okay, all right.
What do you think, Brian? I mean,
I think that's great. You know, we postponed it rather than canceled it. Then
that's right. We just, you know,
and perhaps in the conclusion of that first concert, we could do the Hallelujah chorus.
Maybe we could have some real fireworks. That would be very nice too. But I think it'll be a joyous event for both members of the orchestra and for the public too.
I think so. I think that when we get back together, I'm sure of it. We're all just going to be, wow. You know, we took this. I don't think none of us ever took it for granted, but. It's an important part of our lives, and I think we're all going to come back with a renewed enthusiasm and focus on the privilege it is to make music. You know, it's and I know we're going to love it. I think it'll be a very special time.
Well, I just wanted to give you folks a chance to let the city of Quincy know that the orchestra is still there and you're ready to go when the time comes.
Yes, we will be back.
And the city has been so great to us. You know, we
absolutely
continue to thank the school systems for their collaboration, and the mayor has been very supportive over the time. And I do want to take this one quick moment to, although I've done this personally, I'd like to publicly reach out and thank Clayton Cheever, who's been the assistant director at the Thomas Crane Public Library for several years. And throughout his support for the orchestra and the collaboration conversations that he and I have had, and he's just announced that this upcoming Monday, he's going to be taking a directorship at the Morrill Memorial Library in Norwood. And so we'll miss him locally, but we appreciate all his help and collaboration over the years while he was at Thomas Crane.
It's nice to have
that. And Joe, if you don't mind my adding to that, also we'd like to thank QATV and you've been just tremendously gracious and generous to us, and we really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. We're happy to do it, and I personally look forward to your return here to the city, and I know a lot of folks in the city do as well. So again, Brian, for folks who want to get a hold of the symphony or get more information, a good way to do that?
Again, the website is quincysymphonyorchestra.org, O-R-G, and or they can email me directly, president@quincysymphonyorchestra.org.
All right, Brian Yuichi, thank you so much. Great to see you.
Thank you. Great to see you. Stay safe and healthy.
You as well, and we'll do our Hollywood Squares view here again and wave goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.